This is Special Chronicles, giving respect and a voice to people with special needs.
I shudder thinking how the world can be so cruel. I lend my voice to those who can't. It's time we try, it's time we care, it's time we stand. It starts with a voice.
Welcome to the Special Chronicles Show. My name is Daniel Spokowski. I'm the founder of Special Chronicles and a Special Olympics Southern Survival Global Messenger alum and a health messenger. Our website, specialchronicles.com, where you can stream our archives of over 750 episodes absolutely for free. And to follow Special Chronicles on social media, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. Again, specialchronicles.com. This week on the Special Chronicles podcast, Inclusive Health Series, we recap our new Special Olympics Illinois Health Messenger Training, Becoming a Health Messenger, featuring a conversation with my good friend Eric Bauman, as both of us share our unplugged audio diary reflections from the training that took place on Saturday, February 24th. 2024. And this the first time that Special Olympics Illinois has done this with brand new curriculum from Special Olympics International. So excited to welcome and bring back on the Special Chronicles podcast, Eric. Welcome back, Eric.
I'm glad to be back.
It's good to have you back on. We're both wearing matching Health Messenger t-shirts. I see, I don't know about you, but first time that I'm actually wearing this. And we're pretty much in the same studio. For those of you don't know, if you listen to the audio, don't know what we're talking about, go check out the full video episode on our YouTube, specialchronicles.com. Click on watch. And you can just want to let off all of you that are listening. If you want to find this as well as other health, inclusive health series and resources at specialchronicles.com/health. And that link will be in the show notes. And for those of you watching the video, you see it right below us. But Eric, it's good to have you back on the program. You've been on a few times in the past, I believe.
Yeah, I've been on for when I went to USA Games and I did some autism awareness stuff. And
yeah, so for those, we will try to put a link to your previous episodes in the show notes. But if you guys are, wherever you're listening, if you guys go to specialchronicles.com, specialchronicles.com, click on listen, and then there's a box where you can search for episodes. And if you type in Eric Bauman, again, just go to specialchronicles.com, click on listen, and then search episodes, and you can just type in the keyword Eric Bauman to find. You should be able to find Eric's previous episodes on this podcast. So quick and easy way to, quick and easy way to find your previous episodes, Eric, on this program. But it's good to have you back on, and we're going to kick it off with talking about becoming a health messenger and the motivations that we both have for becoming a health messenger. And first, why don't we kind of reflect on our experiences of becoming a health messenger and why we wanted to do this wall. All of you, sincerely, Gus, all of you go first, and then I'll share my reasons for wanting to become a health messenger after you share yours. But why did you want to be, like, why did you want this new world? Because both of us are veteran athlete leaders, so we both had a number from being athlete board members and being an athlete spokesperson and athlete representative and so many other athlete leadership roles. Why did you want to begin this health personal?
Well, actually, health has in the last 4 or 5 years have became a bigger issue for me because I got diagnosed with being diabetic. And with diabetes, you had to take care of your health basically every day. And some days it's really high, some days it's really low, and you had to get it, you had to keep it down all the time.
Absolutely.
And then I also wanted to be just become healthier.
Awesome. I would say for myself, the reason why I wanted this wall becoming a health messenger is a couple reasons. One is the past 5 years doing my role as a Southern Tribal Global Messenger with Special Olympics International, two of a fellow SSGMs, Renee and Hannah, have been health messengers, and I've seen all the inclusive health work that they have done as a part of the movement, and that so for one, they're seeing their journeys and hearing from them and doing hosting an inclusive health series, and that for one, that motivated me. But then the other part of why I wanted this role was to kind of going along with that. Throughout the past 15 years of hosting and producing this podcast, I've covered so many parts of our Special Olympics movement, from the sports that we compete in to athlete leadership, and just so many parts, both local events, USA Games, World Games. And I thought, well, health, as Special Olympics is the world's largest health organization for people with intellectual disabilities, I thought it was only fitting to learn more about our health programs, and so that was the second motivation for me. And then the third motivation of why I wanted this role was to get in better health for myself, because back in like 2014, 2015, my weight was pretty good. And since then, for the past, I would say, 7-8 years, I've increased my weight. Both my primary doctors told me that, my family has told me that. I've seen that by stepping on the scale. And so I thought by learning more about the Fit 5 guide and more about the health programs that we have, that will motivate. Yes, Eric is the screen. Yeah, there we go. Eric is showing it on the screen. That was a motivation for me, because I thought by learning about this, even by infusing water with like strawberries and cucumbers, or in Eric's case, fruit. Yeah, learning about the Fit 5 guide, that I thought by learning about that, that will motivate me, because if I am motivated to learn and live a healthier life, then that will better be able to help my teammates and help all of you listeners too. Because if you see me learning and learning about healthy habits, then that will motivate all of you listeners as well.
Yeah, and also with that, with like what Daniel was saying, it's like with diabetes, we can also educate and aware people about with people with ID, and they can be motivated to do more and be healthier and have a productive, healthier, happier life.
Absolutely. And that perfectly transitions to talking about our motivation, which That was the only thing that you and I kind of walked through, the only thing that we walked through in this pre-show when we were setting up the technology before we pressed record. And let's talk a little bit now about what our motivation is to become a health messenger. I think it should hopefully piggyback off of our reasons for wanting to take on this role as a health messenger. But let's talk a little bit now about what our motivations are for becoming a health messenger.
So I got it's two parts. One is why I want to be motivation. It's education awareness, and just so people with ID can do or educate, just get them out there, exercise, stretch. And then the second part is that with so people with IDs control your with diabetes and IDs can control your diet and be healthy, and like I said earlier, healthier, productive life.
Perfectly said. And for me, I'd say my motivation for becoming a health messenger is a couple of things. One is similarly to you, Eric, but to show that people with intellectual disabilities can become healthier, that would then help them in their sports, help them do a better job in the workplace, and help them in the community as well. And then kind of a second kind of follow-up motivation that I have for becoming a health messenger is to show and to encourage and educate others about healthy lifestyles and to advocate for the health of people with intellectual disabilities, both in the community, doctors, but yeah, really, really educating and encouraging healthy lifestyles and advocating full inclusive health.
And like with me becoming a health messenger and stuff, I've like at when I do spring games and stuff, I'm learning to lead stretches and helping them learn how to do stretches so they can do stuff like that too.
Absolutely. And jumping off of what you said, Eric, I think that a lot of what we learned with the Fit 5 fitness cards, we both have, we're both showing on screen here. I think what we could, another thing that I think, like, for example, when I play basketball, which I think we both play basketball, we could not, of course not, we wouldn't have time to go through all of these, but we could take one or two of these exercises from the Fit 5 fitness cards to help and to lead to lead our teammates. Switching now kind of goes to preparing for the weekend of this becoming a health messenger training that we took place on the weekend of February 24th, 2024. 24th. I wonder if Taylor and Kaylin planned that. 24th in the year of 2024. Did they plan that?
I don't know.
We just thought of that now, but so how did, let's talk a little bit about what our preparations were for this weekend.
So I'll take a stab at it and you can piggyback to what I say. We help. This is a new program here in Illinois because Special Olympics International introduced this new program that came back to Illinois. And there were some athletes that were already getting certified. Yeah. And they just got better. And then they brought it to Illinois to do a class. But we've all, like, how many do you think is in our group? Like 10, 12?
Something like that, yeah. Because
we all wanted to become health messengers, and we kept pushing because it was, you know, sometimes it takes time.
Yeah.
And we had to wait our turn, and we finally just said we wanted to do it, and we've had to put off so many events to do it in the past, so we're like, we're just going to do it. And then that's how we...
And I think piggybacking off of you, we have had health messages like, well, certified health messages in the past, but what SOI, and for those of you listeners that don't know what we mean by SOI, Special Olympics International, has put out a new curriculum for the a new health messenger, a new health leadership training, and that new health leadership training, this is the first time that we have had a becoming a health messenger with all this new
new curriculum. Is that
what? Yeah. New curriculum, yeah, that's what I was trying to say, yeah. And similarly to what you said, a lot of us wanted to become health messengers. I think what in just in the first 15 minutes or first 10 minutes of the program today, of us sharing about our motivation, I think speaks to a little bit about how we prepare, because I think and you can correct me, Eric, but I think a lot of what we did to prepare was reflecting on what we just shared about why we wanted to take on this role and our motivation for becoming health messenger. I think at least for me, that was how I prepared. And I think that's
we, and also like what you said, Daniel, we kind of didn't do it, but we kind of did. We were kind of doing some health stuff anyways.
Yes, we were doing some health stuff before. I know, like for myself, back in March of 2020, the reason why this at the top, if you're watching the video on YouTube, is at the top, it says Health Miniseries 2.0, is because along with Carolyn, who is our Director of Coach and Health Services at Special Olympics Illinois.
And then Taylor became
the Director of Health Services. But in March of 2020, Carolyn and I did a Health Miniseries 1.0 version. It was a 5-episode series that has since, like Special Olympics Colorado and other programs, have shared that health mini series that we co-hosted back in March of 2020, like just when the pandemic had started. And then since then, along with SOI, Winnie and Hannah and I, along with SOI's chief health officer, or previous health chief health officer, we did a 3-part inclusive health conversation series. And then there was a couple other health related episodes. Again, if you go to specialchronicles.com/health, you can find all those. So that was another kind of reason, as another way of how I prepared. But similar to what you said, Eric, I think a lot of the other, when it comes to the ALC, the Athlete Leadership Council, we have done some health-related topics as a part of the Athlete Leadership Council when it comes to nutrition and some of those. And I think a lot of that is also how we
prepare. Yeah, like what you said, is that like all these programs that we're getting in, we're probably in our third one, but it all go together. Like when we started out, we were just global messengers, and then we got to athlete representatives, and now we're doing health messengers. So we're kind of, it's picking back up of each other, and now we're at the health messenger role.
Absolutely. Yeah. It's just another health messenger, is just another athlete leadership role that we have, we have. We're going to take just a short quick and 10-second break. When we come back, we'll get to our biggest takeaway from the Becoming a Health Professional training right here on SpecialChronicles.com when we return. Support for Special Chronicles comes from listeners like you. Please support this podcast to operate our studio and pay our monthly website, podcast, and video recording studio hosting. Will you please visit specialchronicles.com/give. That's specialchronicles.com/give with a monthly or one-time donation today. And we thank you for your generous support. And we are back. The second segment will lead into now talking about our biggest takeaways from the training that we just took. We took just a couple, I would say, by the time this episode airs, it would have been 2 months ago, our biggest takeaway from the training. What would you say, Eric, what was a message that stood out for you at the training? What messages stood out, or what messages resonated the most with us, that biggest takeaway from the Becoming a Health Muscle training?
I would just say that my biggest takeaway or my message set out is you can always become better healthy wise, and you can always be healthier.
Absolutely. I think for me, some of the, and again, we're looking at, for me, I think some of the messages that stood out for me from this Becoming Health Mass New Training, one is when it comes to the nutrition fact of looking at like the foods that we're eating, looking at those new nutrition facts and eating healthy foods. I think a lot of that message really stood out to me. The message about hydration and the goal that we have with Fit 5 with drinking 5 bottles of water a day, which some days I get closer to like 4 bottles if it's a really good day, 5 bottles, but I'm trying to work my way up to that Fit 5 goal. Another big takeaway was the Fit 5 clouds that we loaned and that we worked through. Another big message that took away from me. And then finally, the strong minds with creating these at home stress balls, which we've got a handout, a strong minds tips for stress. We've got this handout of how to use a stress ball. And somewhere we also have a do-it-yourself, a DIY stress ball, which, yeah, like what Eric was showing, I will try to scan these in, and I'm going to try to upload it to our health page, specialchronicles.com/health, specialchronicles.com/health. I will try to see if I can put some of those resources on there. Yeah, the background is London and Eric, but yeah, like what Eric is trying to show you on the screen, that DIY. So I will try to put that. I'll try to scan that in and include that for all of you. If you just go to specialchronicles.com/health, if you want to create your own, all you need is rice and a balloon, and then you can create a simple stress ball like what Eric and I have. And and then that resource as well on when it comes to strong minds and how to use a stress ball, we'll try to, because I think that was a bit, that was another kind of big message that really stood out for me And what I should do this is I should bring this with when I'm looking at United Airlines, I should bring this with me to work. And because, you know, sometimes, you know, it can be fun, but sometimes I'm dealing with some passengers can be a little stressful. So,
yeah. Strong minds is very stressful, but you had to learn to be mindful of it, and sometimes you had to take it for yourself.
Yeah, and I think that was a big message for me is with strong minds is you have to be mindful on how to practice the strong mind, like how to practice having a strong mind with the strong minds discipline that we have with healthy athletes. Is there any other messages, Eric, that the biggest takeaway?
I was looking through my notes, and one of them was about the food. Is food helps you, gives you energy, and help replenish your body.
Yeah, that was a big message. That was a big takeaway for me as well from this becoming a health nurse new training. I think another big takeaway for me as well and. Was that everyone has the same right to health, and that like some of the stats that we learned about how compared to people without an intellectual disabilities ID, people with ID die 16 years earlier on average, or at a more unhealthy weight, have less control over their nutrition, tend to have higher blood pressure. Disabilities exist, that healthcare providers are not properly trained, prevention education is not adapted, there's limited self-advocacy, poor enforcement of laws, and then some of the health goals when it comes to improving health status of people with ID and increase access to quality healthcare and health resources for people with ID. Some of those, I think, also was a big takeaway for me and kind of adds to, I think, a second motivation, but that gives us, I think, some of the foundation of why we need to advocate for the health of people with ID.
Can I say, with people with ID is that also if your special needs or ID, is that you're more likely to have more health issues in the field that we're in because of the fact that we're just trying to be mindful of all this.
We are. Let's now kind of go as we talk about our ride home. What kind of health professional that we want to be, kind of now that we have gone through and folks, we just gave you just a few of our brief kind of high level biggest takeaways from the training. But now, Eric, as we now kind of and we have a part two when it comes to communication and advocacy that we're going to be taking part in a couple of weeks. So actually by the time this episode drops, I think we probably would have already have taken that. But with that, what kind of health messenger do we want to be or do you want to be?
Well, there's a couple of parts I want, what kind of health messenger I want to be. Is I want to advocate and educate people with ID about with fitness and be a help lead stretches or help educate and just educate about diabetes and stuff.
Awesome. I love that. And I think for myself, what kind of health messenger that I want to be is to educate in other people with ID and other special Olympics athletes about strong minds, the strong minds of discipline, because I know, for example, for me, at the last World Games that took place in Berlin as a Southern Tribe of Global Messenger, something that I have not shared with a lot of people, and my mentor Karen knows this firsthand, and it was challenging because of the full schedule that we had as an SSGM, and just it wasn't until the day, the morning that we were, it wasn't until we were headed back to the airport that one of the other mentors gave me, and I've got it in my bedroom that's on the other side of the studio here, a bag of strong minds resources, and that whether you know an athlete leader in the highest athlete leadership, in the elite athlete leadership role as a Southern Tribe for Global Messenger, or you all competing at the local, national, or international level, there's a lot of stress when it comes to either managing competition, whether it is managing the athlete leadership roles. And I know, like firsthand, some of those athlete leadership roles, you've experienced a lot of also what I've experienced with it can be stressful. So that's, I think, one of the biggest kinds of health messenger that I would like to be, is to educate others about the power, about the impact, about how our strong minds discipline can help, can really help you become a better athlete leader, can help you become a better athlete, can help you become a better person. So I think that's one of the biggest.
Yeah, with strong minds, because I do a lot of strong mind too, is with strong minds, you live in the moment. And it helps you just calm out and focus on what you need to focus for that day. And it also helps you sleep.
Absolutely. Yeah, I think that's I definitely agree, because that's something that I think that one of the kind of the biggest reasons of why, but then also kind of jumping off of what you said, to help to kind of lead my teammates on some of the Fit Five guides and some of the Fit Five fitness exercises that we have. I think that will kind of be kind of a second kind of health messenger that I want to be. But probably at the top would be strong minds. Reflecting on now on what we learned doing this, becoming a health messenger trainer, I think we covered a little bit of that in some of our messages. But if we were to kind of sum up what we learned, what would you say would be kind of some of what we learned? I've got a few notes here, but what's some of what we've learned?
I would just sum it up in a couple of sentences, or a sentence or two. Health is all part about your body, and it helps affect all parts of your body. It all work together as one one thing to get healthy.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And jumping off of what you said, Eric, I think what to sum up what I've learned in this becoming a health person in training is there's just like we have those what seven different health disciplines. I'm trying to look at the health athletes.
There's like seven.
Yeah, I'm trying to look at the logos that are above the screen here. Those teeth, eyes, health, promotion. One, two, three, four, five, six. What's at least seven? So I say that to sum up what I have learned in this becoming a health master training is that there are at least seven different areas of health that all need to work together to become live a better, healthy lifestyle. That it doesn't take just one. It doesn't take just fitness or just strong minds or just eyes or feet. But it takes seven different disciplines to actively live a healthy lifestyle. So as we wrap up this segment of our biggest takeaways from the becoming a health master training, what do we hope to see from this experience? What kind of and this is going to lead to our next segment or transition to our next segment, but what do we hope to see from this experience of becoming a health messenger?
That we get more people healthy and we get people more doing exercises and being more healthy, and also get more people trained so they can lead the roles as well.
Absolutely. And jumping off of what you said, Eric, what we'd hope to see from this experience is more Special Olympics athletes, more people with ID to learn about healthy lifestyle choices, and to also to educate those without ID, to educate health professionals and doctors about the vital importance of healthy lifestyles for people with intellectual disabilities. I think if more doctors know about the health disabilities, know about the need, the vital need, then those of us with ID will have the tools, will have the resources from health professionals to live longer.
And then also, like what you were saying, Daniel, is sometimes if you got a doctor that's really good, maybe you can introduce them to SOI or Special Olympics Illinois.
To Special Olympics, whether it's the local program or the international office. Absolutely. So for those of you listening, if you have a doctor or you are a doctor and you're listening and you want to get involved with the healthy athletes, with the Special Olympics health programs, email feedback@specialchronicles.com, and we can forward that email to all health director here in Illinois as well as SOI. With that, we're going to take a short break, and when we come back, we'll get into our goals of becoming a health messenger. We'll be right back on specialchronicles.com. Support for Special Chronicles comes from the ComEd Energy Force Ambassador Program, the country's first energy and solar efficiency education program designed for and taught by people with disabilities. Lone Mole at specialchronicles.com/ComEd. That's specialchronicles.com/ComEd. And we're back to talk about our goals for becoming a Howlett Messenger. Eric, as we talked about what kind of health messenger that we hope to be, but kind of as we now talk about some of our goals, before we talk about our goals, how do you inspire our community to spread healthy habits? How are you going to inspire our community to spread healthy habits?
So a couple things is I try to drink 5 bottles of water. So you make sure you drink water, like Daniel says, with the Special Olympics bottle, or you give a big gallon jug.
Yes.
And you try to keep on top of water because water helps with everything. Water helps you with diabetes. It helps you be healthy. I'm going to go ahead and just go on through.
Absolutely.
The skills that you would need is like a cup, water, maybe a fitness tracker where you can exercise and you can keep track of it on your phone, like what Daniel's saying or like what I got.
Yep.
And of course, advocacy, try to educate people who are not very good about educating for themselves about healthy eating or healthy habits. And also, the doctors is a good thing. It can go 2 ways. The doctor tells you what to do, but sometimes you can tell the doctor, well, I'm healthy and I'm trying to become healthier. And they challenge you to become, like my doctor challenging me to do a half marathon. Well, I'm walking a half marathon. So they can challenge you to walk a half marathon. They can, and they challenge you to work too. So it goes both ways. And of course, educating other athletes, we're kind of just talking about like doing the stretches and help them get stretch, because you had to stretch or you lead an exercise class, because you always got to be healthy. And your friends sometimes might not know all about the stretches, and you'll have to introduce them. And you just got to try to encourage them to be healthy. And then, like, healthy habits is really something I'm looking forward to, is like drinking water, exercising, doing the Fit 5 guide, or the exercises and stuff like that. So that's
perfectly said. And as you said, drinking water, I was drinking water doing podcast recording, which that's something I try to do on most of these, you know, hundreds and hundreds of every week on this podcast. Not always the same water bottle, but wanted to have be on brand as a Howlett Messenger. But some of, I think, kind of jumping off of what you said, Eric, is some of how I inspire the community, or how I some of what I'm about to say is how I hope to inspire our community to spread healthy habits. One is similar to what you said with the hydration, is to drink bottles of water. I always bring a water bottle with me to work, whether I'm working at Special Chronicles with this podcast. I always try to have a water bottle in studio. If I'm at the airport at United Airlines, I'll always have a water bottle with me. So that's one way, is just to encourage you listeners to join me and having your water, but also to encourage my co-workers at United Airlines, to encourage our passengers to drink water, but also to encourage my teammates to always stretch before we get out on the basketball court or get out on the field and play, and educating other athletes, and I would love to even educate doctors as well. I think that's again, that also kind of goes into some of how I hope to inspire the community to spread healthy habits. When we talk about our goals for becoming a health messenger, we probably should have done this before we started recording. Is my personal health goal? We probably should have written down, you know, three of our goals or what our health goal was. I don't know if you wrote Eric on a pink sheet. I have not, but I want to quickly just mention to you guys the pledge that we have. I choose to drink water every day. Here are things I can choose to do: drink water instead of that one. But here are things that I can choose to do. Drink water instead of sweetened drinks once each day. Drink one bottle of water before my event. Drink one bottle of water after my event. Drink a glass of water before each meal. Eat fresh, juicy fruits when I am hot, like berries, watermelon, oranges, and apples. So that is when it comes to drinking water. But yeah, I have not done my – and we probably should have done this before we started recording. But my – personal, how I'm gonna kind of, as you are writing down some of your notes, Eric, I'm gonna kind of say mine off the cuff here of what my personal health goal is to one, to get my weight down to around in the 170 pound range. Right now I'm around 226, I think. So I've got a little ways to go to reach that. But now that it's spring and the weather is getting warmer, I'm hopefully will go outside and help to kind of achieve that. But I think one of my personal health goal is to get my weight down to around in the 170 to 179, that kind of 170 pound range, somewhere I would say anywhere from 170 to 179 pounds. That is my personal health goal. And to reach my goal, I will walk every day, at least I would say anywhere from 10 to 30 minutes a day. I also will try to walk up and down the stairs, and then I want to try to go on more bike rides, and that is bicycle, not like our mental Kieran, not on that bike, but like a bicycle. anyways, yeah. So those are the three things anywhere from 10 to at least 10 to 30 minutes a day of walking, to walk up and down the stairs, and to go on bike rides. Those are the three things I will do to try to reach my goal, which once again, my personal health goal is to get my weight down to around 170 to 179 pounds. And I know I have achieved my goal when I have gotten my weight down to 170 to 179. So that is, again, I should have written that down, but that's, I said that on air. Eric, what's your personal health goal?
All right. Yeah, I did write it down, and I can send it on to you all if you want to tweet it. I can send it to Daniel if you want to include it, but my personal health goal is to be healthy and keep my blood sugar down. So that keeping my blood sugar 130 or less, 130 to the 60 mile range, and keep it down there all the time. So yeah, to reach my goal, I will do the things: exercise daily And two of the exercises that I would do is swim, walk, or if it's really cold outside or if it's really dark outside, I would do HIIT or some trainings on Apple Fitness Plus to do around the house on my Apple TV. Then I would eat right, eat healthy foods that I can incorporate some broccoli, some cauliflower, some stuff that is really good for you because you have to eat healthy foods all the time too. And then also I would drink water. So with drinking water, I would drink about 64 ounces to 84 ounces of water a day. I kind of like the Fit 5 guide. This is all related to the Fit 5, but in my own words. And I will know I have reached my goal when I am healthy and my diabetes is good and maybe even get off of medicine, but or keep it under control by diet and exercise. Also, I would incorporate water in my diets and lead stretches and lead calls on Zoom calls or Zoom or, I mean, on any video app.
Awesome. I love that. I wanted to jump off of something that you said at the beginning of your health goal. What was that?
My personal health goal is to be healthy and keep my blood sugar down.
And then what was the first thing that you said that you would do to reach your goal?
To reach my goal, I would do the things. Exercise daily, which including swimming, walking, and then if it's cold outside, or if it's dark outside, I would do some things on Apple Fitness Plus, which I can do on my Apple TV every night at my house or in a fitness center.
Awesome. I love that. There was something else I was going to say to kind of jump off that, but I think that hopefully will give our listeners an idea on all personal health goals. And now kind of building upon our personal health goals, as we talk about our let's to kind of tie a nice bow around this third segment of our goals of becoming a health messenger. What are our goals for becoming a health messenger? I will share with, and then if you don't mind, I'll share my goals first, and then I'll let you kind of jump in. Some of my goals is to talk about my previous health podcast experiences. To on this weekly podcast, on the Special Chronicles podcast, I would like to incorporate health topics as a part of our Special Olympics movement on this podcast, and to highlight so many because I have highlighted so many different programs that are part of Special Olympics, and health is a part of that. And so I would like to educate others that we want equal access to inclusive health, and that we're a certified health messenger, that we are working to complete our activation process. So as of February 2024, I am a certified health messenger in Special Olympics Illinois. And then once I complete my activation, which for those of you, I'll try to mention this at the end of this episode, but this episode as well as next week's episode, where we recap this training, this is just a little kind of intro to this health mini series 2.0 that I will be doing as a part of as my activation as a health messenger, which is a five episodes, each a different topic for this health mini series 2.0, and that will hopefully be dropping in podcast apps everywhere September 2024 weekly, and then in SOI's eyes in Special Olympics International, I will be a certified health messenger, where this 2.0 series will be aired. And so that's kind of a little bit of kind of reasoning of my goals, and it fits along with with education and promotion of healthy lifestyle choices, but also advocating for the health of people with intellectual disabilities, because this Health Mini Series 2.0 will help to not only educate and encourage our fellow Special Olympics athletes on healthy lifestyles, but it will also be able to advocate to health professionals when they listen to this Health Mini Series 2.0 on the need to have equal access to inclusive health. And so that's kind of some of my goals to this activation. And Eric, what's some of your goals for becoming a health messenger?
Of course, I've been talking about a lot is talk about diabetes more, to get healthy, of course, but like talk about my diabetes and the struggles I've had, and also just lead calls about education awareness, maybe preferably on like Strong Minds or diabetes, or because diabetes is an important part of our life now, and a lot of people had diabetes. Whether you're non-disabled or you're intellectually disabled, a lot of people had diabetes. And it's a bad disease, and we got to try to help to curb some of it.
Absolutely. And building upon that, to kind of tie a nice bow around this third segment of our goals of becoming a health messenger, where do we want to see in 1 year? So in the spring of 2025, look at this question kind of twofolds. One is, where do we want to see when it comes to our personal health goals that we just shared, but then also as a health messenger. So where do we want to see in 1 year? Did you want to go first, Eric, or do you want me to?
Increase efforts about diabetes, like I said, because diabetes has pretty much been a part of my life. And then also maybe lead some more Zoom calls or exercise and help them get exercise. And also maybe incorporate some Strong Minds where you do some meditations and help lead some of them too.
Awesome. For myself, I think what I want to see in 1 year is when it comes to becoming a health messenger, one is I want to see this Health Mini Series 2.0, or just this Health Mini Series on the Special Chronicles podcast, to be able to have that be shared among other Special Olympics programs, both across Illinois, but also across the country, across the globe, that others will be able to listen and share this Health Mini Series. And then also to be able to, along kind of going off of what you said, Eric, I would love to be able to also to lead or to co-lead Fit 5 exercises, and a big part is to help to lead Strong Minds exercises, like to lead Strong Minds activities to our fellow athletes, whether that's on Zoom, whether that's in person, perhaps, and this is a note for if Taylor, our director of health, is listening, to lead a healthy habits station that comes to lead a healthy habits station that's related to Strong Minds, because I know we've got other Strong Mind, like other healthy habit stations for other healthy athlete disciplines, but to lead a healthy habits station that is devoted to Strong Minds and educating our fellow athletes when it comes to either at summer games or spring games or winter games or fall games about or even just at local regional events as well. And so that's that's one of the things that I will love to see in one year. And with that, we're going to take our final break and get to, when we come back, we will get to our final thoughts and social media plugs, our final thoughts as we wrap up this Becoming a Health Messenger recap when we come back right here on SpectralChronicles.com. Support for Special Chronicles comes from United Airlines Bridge Disability Business Resource Group, connecting people of all abilities. Learn more on United's commitment to disability inclusion for employment and travel at specialchronicles.com/united. That's specialchronicles.com/united. And we are back. We are back. You see how quick of a break that was, Eric?
Yeah.
That was such a quick break. But we've spent the past hour, I don't know, can you believe we spent the past hour recapping that? How long was that Becoming a Health Messenger training that we did? I think we started at 9:30 a.m.
Yeah, and it was like 9 to 2 or something.
Oh, I think we were headed out the door by 3:20. So I think let's just say it was about 9:30 to 3 p.m. So how many hours was that? About 5, 9, 10, 11, 9, 10, 11, 12, 9. What's hold on? Let's we've got the schedule here. So you gotta see 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, at least what, 5, 6 hours? So it took us 1 hour to recap a 5-hour training. So hopefully that gave you all kind of just some highlights, some of our goals, some of our motivation. Some of our goals and biggest takeaways and motivation for becoming Health Messenger. Hopefully we did a good job. You guys got a lot out of that. We're going to put links in the show notes for this episode. So just look in the show notes right below wherever you're listening or watching this episode. We'll put some health resources that we shared on this episode. But of course, you can always head to specialchronicles.com/health. That's specialchronicles.com/health to find this inclusive health series, as well as many more healthy athletes resources, some more Special Olympics healthy athletes resources. You can find all that at specialchronicles.com/health. And with that, you have any final thoughts, Eric, on before we get to that final question as we wrap up? Any final thoughts on your overall time here today and coming back on the Special Chronicles podcast?
Just be on the lookout for more of Daniel's healthy posts and check out our blogs and stuff like that.
Yeah. Speaking of your blogs, folks, we will put a link to Eric's blog in the show notes, but if you guys head on over to, let me just double check that that what that link is. Yeah, there we go. I found, okay, so it's specialchronicles.com/blog, specialchronicles.com/blog, and you can find a link to Eric's blog. In fact, by the time we're recording this, we reposted your blog on Becoming a Health Messenger. So if you guys want to read Eric's blog, just head on over to specialchronicles.com/blog. That's specialchronicles.com/blog. And we put a link up to Eric's Becoming a Health Messenger blog. So a nice and easy place. You guys can all just head to specialchronicles.com/blog and find a link to Eric's blog. and as I take a sip of one more sip of my water as well, like that, like they have hydration sound effects there. who needs to play that the clips? We can do our own human sound effects. With that, before to introduce the final question, let's go ahead and roll that bumble.
We're not just athletes.
We are the ambassadors of an uprising. Peaceful protesters.
In a rebellion against anyone
who has a fear of difference.
Different.
Difference.
Our demands are
equality.
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 Dignity.
Dignity.
Dignity. And the recognition of our
shared humanity.
We will not stop
or accept anything less.
Today, our world is
more divided than ever.
Coming together has never been more urgent.
The revolution is inclusion.
Find out more at jointherevolution.org.
Ever since I attended the Special Olympics World Games 2019 in Abu Dhabi, I have been asking all of our guests one final question, and I'll do the same with you, Eric. But we're going to put a little inclusive health spin to the final question. And maybe I don't usually also answer the question, but maybe I will. Do you think I should answer the question after you answer it?
Yeah.
Let's go for it. Since we're both kind of giving our audio diary questions here. As you know, inclusion and the inclusion revolution is a big message within our Special Olympics movement. And inclusion is important here at Special Chronicles as well. But also, inclusive health is important. You guys will, anywhere around Special Olympics, you guys probably all should know, if you've been to any event or just around this movement, you listeners should know that the inclusion revolution is a big message that we all share. And so to put the nice kind of healthy athlete spin to this final question, Eric, what does inclusive health mean to you?
Inclusive means help that everybody's included, and then that you try to work with the ones that are just learning or just trying to learn it and just help them out too. You try to teach them as well.
And for me, inclusive health means to me that everyone has the same right to health, that everyone has the same right to health, both those of us, people with intellectual disabilities and people without intellectual disabilities. Everyone has the same right to health, to healthcare, to fitness, and that everybody has the same right to have healthy lifestyle choices.
Kind of like equal access?
Equal access, yeah. Equal access to inclusive health care.
Yeah.
I think that's what inclusive health means to me, and it jumps off of what you said, Eric. We'll get to a few just final plugs on this episode that we'll like to speak before we wrap up, and because both Eric and I have a lot of stuff to do on this Saturday that we'll record in, that we're filming this podcast. But I would like just to let you all know to support our Special Chronicles 2024 giving campaign. We are trying to raise $15,000 so we can operate our studio, pay our website hosting, audio podcast hosting, live stream video recording studio hosting. All this costs is free for you to listen, but it costs us money every month to operate our studio and continue our mission to give respect and voice to people with special needs. Visit specialchronicles.com/give or just visit specialchronicles.com, click on Give Now, and make a monthly or one-time gift of thanks today. And we thank you for your general support. You can also show your support of Special Chronicles by, I'm not wearing it today, but you can shop all Special Chronicles merchandise store and know that 60% of the profits, 60% of the profits will go to Special Chronicles. Eric, I'm sure you can head on over there too as well. But for you and all of our listeners, our Special Chronicles merch store is managed by Outshine Labels. We have t-shirts, hoodies, coffee mugs, and candles. and much more. You can visit specialchronicles.com/shop. That's specialchronicles.com/shop to shop our merchandise store today. And be sure to keep following the Special Chronicles podcast or tap that follow button on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts as new episodes drop weekly. Don't miss our original content that will help you make impactful and inclusive connections in your life through our podcast. Remember, you can visit our website, specialchronicles.com/health for health resources, but visit our website, specialchronicles.com, where you can stream our archives of over 750 episodes absolutely for free, and follow Special Chronicles on social media, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, YouTube, subscribe to our newsletter, and have a great week. And Eric, thank you again for coming back on as we recap our audio diary. Oh, unplugged audio diary reflections of our Becoming a Health Muslim training. It's always a joy to talk with you, and I look forward to having you on the program again in the future.
Thank you.
And until then, everyone, have a great week. We remember to choose to include inclusive health. And yeah, maybe we can say choose included at the same time. So, folks, have a great week. We'll be back right here, same place, on the Special Chronicles podcast on specialchronicles.com. And until next time, choose to include. We'll catch you next week.
Thank you for listening to this episode of the Special Chronicles podcast. Our podcast was produced by Daniel Smukowski on the Special Chronicles Network. Follow Special Chronicles on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, and YouTube. Subscribe, rate, and review Special Chronicles on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen to podcasts. Our website, specialchronicles.com, where you can stream our archives of over 500 episodes for absolutely for free. Also, there's a list of our favorites, original series, award-winning columns, and blogs. And sign up for our newsletter to receive exclusive bonus content delivered to your inbox. Again, specialchronicles.com. Special Chronicles is hosted by Podbean Podcast Hosting. Our live streams are powered by StreamYard. Thanks, as always, to our business manager, Adam Smukowski, who always encourages us to never give up. I'm Daniel Smukowski, back next week with more stories.
Special Chronicles, giving respect and a voice to people with special needs.